Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following episode of Tooncast Beyond was recorded in 2012, so if the references are extremely dated, we apologize. Now, on to this episode of Tooncast Beyond.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Welcome to it, and it's way under down under. The sky's always yellow, rain or shine.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
We're topping these tubby legs, start to spin like a Tasmanian devil in his closest kin.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Mom's alive, why a duck never gone along? Molly's all fired up, or Jake played with a dog.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Didgeridoo Dingo and Wendell T. Wolf. Francis X. Bush lad is never uncool. Bushwhacker Bob and his mother gold mum. Hunters and Dick Litters who want to have fun. Well, Gator and Axel are always left sore. If you have a deal, just call any more. The Paddle Strollers are back and about. The Kiwi, the Bush Rats, have we left anyone out? Oh, yeah, don't forget Taz.
Put the Taz in Tasmania, down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania. We mean you!
So we're going to go down to Tasmania.
That's right. Hello and welcome to the 54th episode of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Steve John Mike, and today I'm joined by Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, episode 54 was originally going to be Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, but since I have no desire to see that DreamWorks movie, and I've never seen it before and don't care to talk about it, we changed it to another DeLorean time. And today we're going to be jumping back into DeLorean for Tooncast Beyond episode with our heading set for 1991 to talk about Tasmania. Alright, to get this thing started here, Tasmania is an American cartoon sitcom produced by Warner Brothers Animation from 91 to 93, broadcast in the United States on Fox and in Canada on YTV from 91 to 95. The show follows the adventures of the classic Looney Tunes character Taz, the Tasmanian Devil, in the fictional land of Tasmania based on Tasmania. It's just a different spelling. Similar to other Warner Brothers cartoons of its time, such as Animaniacs, Tiny Toon Adventures, Tasmania frequently broke the fourth wall and often made jokes showing that Taz could actually speak perfectly normally when he wanted to. The intro indicates that in this rendering of Tasmania, the sky is always yellow, rain or shine. The title song is performed by Jess Harnell and Jim Cummings.
Hmm.
I knew I recognized a wacko singing.
I didn't notice it.
Well, when I listened to the theme before recording, when I watched a couple of episodes on YouTube, I definitely noticed that it's the wacko. What are your general memories of Tasmania? Were you watching this when it was on air?
Oh yeah, I remember the show. It was funny seeing the misadventures of Taz, and then getting to see Taz's dad and his family, which was kind of hilarious to me. Because they could all speak, and then, you know, you had the grouchy, you know, sister, younger brother type thing, and then you had the parents, and, you know, you had, you know, I'm not sure, not very many humans were in it.
Few humans, if any humans.
I love the fact that the gators.
Yeah.
And then you know, the dingo, the platypus, you know, which is hilarious because you have Rod Paulson and Maurice LaMarche doing a lot of them in this show, a lot of the characters, and it was really funny. And then you did have a couple crossovers from Looney Tunes. you know, Foghorn Leghorn and Marvin the Martian, Sheepdog, and, you know, so on. But it was really funny, and it kind of kept in the vein of Looney Tunes, but it was longer. I mean, they still had, in a sense, shorts, but they were all inclusive.
Yeah, and it was just, it's such a classic show. It's such, and it's interesting that they would give, and I know at this time, Warner Animation was like, oh, hey, let's pay homage to the classic characters, which you had that in Tiny Toons with the majority of the Looney Tunes cast, but made for the 90s, where you had, instead of Taz, you had Dizzy Devil, which is kind of an offshoot of Taz. But I was surprised that they even, normally they don't do, like, they'll do Looney Tunes stuff, but they, unless it's Bugs Bunny, they don't really give people their own show. Like, they don't really give the characters their own show. I mean, Daffy, he's had a couple of things that he's been in, but the running joke with Daffy is always, that rabbit's name over mine, what the heck, you know, it's the whole ego-tripping thing, and I was really surprised that they gave Taz some life. He's not just a, you know, stupid,
he's moronic. Not, he's just not going,
yeah. I still, to this day, and I know this isn't about this show specifically, but one of my favorite lines from Taz is in one of the old classic Looney Tunes cartoons when Bugs buries him, and he comes up the other side, he goes, why for you bury me in the cold, cold ground? Oh, boy. But no, Tasmania was awesome. It was a very sitcom-y style show, very episodic. There was no real continuity from episode to episode. And again, it had the same thing that any Looney Tunes cartoons would have, where it would have Taz and his people were the main, and then you'd have these other characters like the platypuses and the gators as like a secondary cartoon, kind of like the in the vein of Dexter's Lab, where Dexter and Dee Dee are the main, and then you have like Major Glory and the Just Us Friends and all that other stuff. And I really liked that about this show. I thought that was great. And, you know, like you said, the thing with, you know, actually showing that Taz is intelligent when he wants to be, and he, you know, has a family and a background and all that stuff, that's absolutely awesome. Amazing. The show was so cool. Breaking down the voice cast, you got Jim Cummings as the Tasmanian Devil. You've got Maurice LaMarche as Hugh, his dad. Miriam Flynn as Jean, his mom. Kelly Martin as Molly. Debbie Derryberry as Jake. Rob Paulsen as Dog the Turtle. That sounds so strange. It's not the creepiest role Rob has ever done. I would say the creepiest voice role that Rob Paulsen ever done, The Dark Knight Returns, Part 1.
Slice and Dice.
No. Mommy. So creepy, Rob. You got Jim Cummings as Bushwhacker Bob. Rosalind Landor as Constance Koala. Homer Simpson himself, Dan Castellaneta, as Mr. Thickley. John Astin as Bull Gator. Rob Paulsen as Axel. Rob Paulsen again as Daniel Platypus, and Maurice LaMarche as Timothy Platypus. Rob as Didgeridingo. So awesome. Jim Cummings as Wendell T. Wolf. It's pretty much the Jim Cummings, Rob Paulsen, and Maurice LaMarche show for the most part. I mean, that's pretty much all of the male voice actors in the show, is pretty much all of those guys. Stan Freeberg played a network executive. That was interesting. That was a pretty awesome episode.
I think it's funny that they phoned in Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
They weren't actually there. They're just like, we'll phone them in.
Yeah.
We don't feel like drawing them or anything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least the voices got there. But no, Tasmania was awesome. The episodes I watched back for purposes of this podcast was the very first episode, the Dog the Turtle The Dog the Turtle Story. Taz rescues a turtle which acts like a dog from a trap and adopts him as a pet. But then he visits Outback family and they all rescue Taz from Bull Gator and Axel. I also found Mishap in the Mist, Toothache Taz. Found those. And again, this is one of those shows that has two cartoons in one episode, so it makes it be like a 22-minute show, even though it's two 11-minute cartoons. If you add in the commercials, it adds up to 30 minutes and all that. But I really enjoyed this show. What about you? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it was really funny. I used to watch this around a lot of the other shows that were on around the time, like, Animaniacs and all that other stuff. It was definitely one of those shows that I actually wanted to watch in the afternoon when I'd get out of school. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the theme song alone, it was just goofy, you know.
It was awesome.
You had the kind of jungly drums and the birds, and then you got them singing. And mm-hmm. I never noticed, like you said, I didn't know that was Jess Harnell actually singing that, And it's just funny. I mean, everything about this show, I love the characters, I love the animation style, and I love the voices. It just, I don't think a lot of these characters would have been as cool without the voice actors that played them.
Right, yeah. No, I totally agree. Tasmania is one of those shows that will live on in people's hearts forever. It's something that will always be around. It's something that, people have and, in the future will raise their kids on. Because I know you're going to show this to your son at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those things where, we always take the stuff that we grew up on and show them to our kids or whatever else and everything else. And it's so great. Tasmania, Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, all the stuff that happened in the 90s is a testament to animation back then for what it was and what we grew up on. Animation now, like this type of animated show, you've got stuff like, I don't even know. I couldn't even think off the top of my head. It's not the same now as it was back then. I'm counting like shows like this, comedy shows like this. I'm not counting like Turtles or Transform. I'm not counting the action shows, but the funny shows, the stuff that people actually laugh at.
Well, the stuff that was worth buying.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to say that I pirated any of this. I mean, because I didn't.
Right.
But it's along those lines of if it's a really good show, people will flock to it. I mean, I'm not going to let my kid watch some random crapshoot show that's on television now, unless it, I get that vibe of, days past with it, or, kind of like, the new Turtles, or, the new Looney Tunes, or the, stuff like that. It has to have that resonance of old. And for me, it's much easier just to raise them on the stuff I grew up on.
Oh, yeah.
This and, Animaniacs and all the other shows.
I got to tell you, folks, we always say that we use Wikipedia for research because it's the fastest and somewhat most reliable. But the Wikipedia article for Tasmania is kind of sad. It barely has any information in it. Pretty much all it has is the listing of episodes and the general information. It has no behind-the-scenes stuff, no real, information whatsoever other than some of the legacy information, which I'll go over here in a second. Theme song, we talked about it. We love this theme song. Is awesome.
And that's the thing, too. A lot of the modern shows don't really have any kind of a catchy theme song.
Well, unless you're, you know, a sponge and living under the sea.
Nobody cares about him. He would become exhausted.
We want to see a manta ray living under the sea.
Depth charge fish pants.
I mean, and that's the thing too with these older cartoons like Tasmania, the old themes just, I think that they resonate better with people.
Yeah.
The purpose of them back in the day was to pump you up.
Yeah.
For the show. And it did a damn good job of it because we always watched it.
Yep. Very, very awesome. For Legacy, we have several things here. Video games. 5 video games based on the show were made. 2 by Sega for the Sega Mega Drive /Genesis, Sega Master System, and Sega Game Gear. And 3 by Sunsoft, consisting of 1 for the Super Nintendo and 2 for the Game Boy. That's interesting. For home video release, we have 3 VHS tapes were released in 93. A DVD containing the first 4 episodes of the series was released in Europe in April 2010. On January 17th, 2013, a DVD release of the first 13 episodes was announced for a May 14th, 2013 release. Thanks to our good buddies over at TV Shows on DVD. Hi, Dave. We are getting the first 13 episodes of Tasmania on DVD later this May. Very, very awesome. I'm hoping that this will sell well enough for them to put more on DVD. But it's going to be awesome.
Yes. I will be picking that up.
Yes. Awesome. Tasmania, very, very cool show. I think before we run out of talking points, we're going to head to a quick break. You're going to hear some other podcast ads and all that good stuff. And we'll come back to close the show.
TuneCast will be back after these messages.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Pixels in the Animation is the next cartoon review podcast series in the Geekcast Radio Network's long history of reviews series. We've had Transformers, He-Man, and Mask as far as the cartoon review podcasts we have done. Now we bring in TV's Mr. Neil as he and TFGU and Mike break down 9 video game cartoon series. Steve Megatron will join us for the Mega Man and Sonic episodes. We'll be reviewing and analyzing every episode of the Mario, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Donkey Kong, and Sonic cartoons. You can expect us to go in-depth and also talk about the game franchises that spawned these cartoons. So tune in summer 2013 as we find the pixels in the animation. For you, the listeners of TuneCast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Recommended reading, Bumblebee and Me, Life is a G1 Transformer by Dan Gilvezan. Very, very awesome audiobook. Alright, any final thoughts on Tasmania?
I'd say overall it was a great show, and I wish that they'd do more in this vein in today's age.
Yes. Exactly. All right. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us. Leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Email us, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is TuneCast Beyond. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us what you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond, and wish you'll join us next time as we head back to another DeLorean time with Adventures of Little Koala. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.